This is a USA Headline News special report. I'm Russ Jones. An Oregon community is mourning those who were massacred at Umpqua Community College yesterday. I talked with Oregon State Representative Andy Olson, and he said students, parents, and residents are searching for answers as well as comfort.
You know, Roseburg is kind of a logging, timber farming community. They are a close-knit family type community, about 22 to 25,000 people. The Umpqua Community College, it just so happens that Rita Gavin is the temporary president right now there, but she's from our area up here, out of the Lynn Benton Community College. She retired a couple of years ago, so she happens to find herself down there.
The Obama administration sure has been quick to get on the anti-gun bandwagon. Any thoughts about that?
You know, I think the very first thing to do is let the community and let the state mourn. Don't start with the politics immediately. I mean, there will come another day that we can take a look and evaluate and assess what has happened and what it is that we can do as a state here in Oregon to maybe better improve our gun rights without infringing what we're doing with Second Amendments. But let people mourn first instead of doing this political stance that he just did last night.
Some media outlets have chosen not to mention this guy by name, not wanting to give him a platform for praise.
Well, it is interesting. The sheriff down here has been quite clear that he does not want to even mention the individual's name, the 26-year-old's name, but has been revealed at this point. But it just speaks volumes for the sheriff's integrity down there as well, I think, that he's not going to give him any credit for what he did. Very unfortunate to see that he comes into this classroom, and once everybody hits the floor, then he starts asking questions, who are Christians, stand up. This is all, you're going to meet your maker here in just a few seconds. And so he had clearly come in with, you know, the intent to identify a certain group of, you know, students and then do damage.
Right now, you know, I'm sure that community is mourning. And of course, you get all kinds of folks speculating about different things. You know, you get fringes of all points of view and false flags and all that kind of stuff. And any thoughts on any of that?
I'm not a counselor, but if I were one, I would share with people the feelings that they're going to have are normal. They're going to have some feelings of guilt. They're going to have some feelings of just a depression. They're going to have feelings of just remorse. They're going to have feelings of just hatred. They're going to have feelings of just bewilderment and not knowing what to do. Those are all normal feelings. Don't try to ride over them, but understand this is it's okay to mourn. The nation's praying for you. And I am, and we feel extremely bad for you down there.
And, you know, the sheriff said that there was one security guard, and he happened to be unarmed. And so that's got folks on the other side of the aisle saying, you know, all it would take is one security guard that was armed that could have saved 10 lives.
Well, so that's exactly right. I mean, that's another argument that we have across the nation right now on campuses, whether it be high schools, middle schools, or even your universities and community colleges, is what's wrong with having somebody that's carrying a concealed handgun license that's a student maybe attending classes there? What's wrong with having a security guard carrying a firearm? We don't know. You know, maybe that may have been prevented. It may have reduced the volume that occurred for the tragedy there you know, just deaths and injuries. You don't know. But until we get to that point, finally, you'll never know. I spent 29 years with the Oregon State Police here, too. So I know a lot of those folks down there.
You definitely bring a perspective that's in touch with what's going on there right now. And I'm sure they'll be investigating. And it's just one follow-up. It was said that this guy had posted he was a conservative Republican on his Facebook page. I certainly hope that the folks don't use that as a leveraging tool to promote even yet another set of agendas.
Yeah, and I'm anxious to see what the background is on that. I'm curious as to see where he was at for his mental health. That's just really difficult for me to believe that. Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you so very much. You have a blessed day, and we appreciate your time.
You do, Russ. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.